And what about from there?
Where did you go? From from the sixth grade, I went to Ashford High School. Had a combination junior and high school, and I attended the next six grades at that location. That is located in the town of Ashford.
So the school's still there?
Right, the school is still in operation. In fact, it's larger now, I believe, than it was when I graduated from there.
How big a school is it?
It has approximately 1,500 students.
And it was a large school though when you were there too?
Right, it had, the enrollment then was somewhere between 800 and 900, I believe.
And do you have any idea how many people went to Dupree Community School?
Well, that's taken a little far back, but I would, just to give you a rough estimation, possibly 100 to 125 persons.
And from there, where did you go?
Well, after I finished high school, I stayed out a year and farmed at the location where I'm now living for 1 year. And I decided that the work was so hard manually that I needed to try to further my education. So I attended Auburn University for 5.5 years.
Did you, were in class for 5.5 years, or did you...
Right. I went straight through, and my BS degree was in agricultural education. And as soon as I finished that, I continued on in the master's program and got an MS in ag education. And then after I'd finished this, I worked a little bit on my doctor's degree. I got about maybe 50 quarter hours in the field of adult education.
And what about during the summers when you were at Auburn?
Well, normally I did not go in the summers. I came back home and sort of helped out with the farming business and the harvesting of the different crops.
So so you were in Ashford during the summertime?
That's correct, most of it.
Now, tell me something about the people you work with here or in the past, just the people around here.
Well, I guess I could give you a more accurate account of the last few years of, in this job as air technician with the Air National Guard, and we have some 36 full-time employees out here that they're primarily specialists in their field. Most of them are electronics type technicians, and they work on the various types of equipment that we're associated with. We're primarily a radar type unit. We have what is known as a control and reporting post that we operate a search and height radar that we're able to locate aircraft with and determine their height, the elevation, and also their distance or range from this station.
This is quite a large center here. How big an area does it serve?
Well, this station that we're located on has approximately 14 acres of real estate, in which we have some $10 million worth of highly sophisticated electronic equipment.
Well, how many centers like this are there around? Where's the next one?
In the state of Alabama, this is the only one. In fact, there are only six of these type units in the United States. One is located in Georgia, one here, one in Rhode Island, one in the state of New York, one in Florida, I believe, and the other one is in Massachusetts.
And what about your church? Can you tell me something about that?
Well, this is what you call a real small backwoods community church. I believe it was established in the somewhere around 1870, before Houston even became a county.